Hello and welcome to Take Cover Seattle Storm Podcast, your source for game analysis and news with your host, Andrew McDonald.
Hello and take cover! It's the Seattle Storm Podcast with your host, that's me, Andrew McDonald. And in this episode, we'll be discussing the game versus the Minnesota Lynx from the 27th of June. So let's get started straight into it then with a look at our starters. For the Storm, we've got Ivana Dojkic, Jewel Lloyd, Kia Nurse, Ezzie Magmagor, and Mercedes Russell. Then for the Lynx, we've got Diamond Miller, Lindsay Allen, Kayla McBride, Nafisa Collier, and Durka Juhas. Getting into the game then, first quarter, what happened? We had a 5-0 burst to start things off for the Lynx with a Kayla McBride three-pointer and a Durka Juhas layup. Then the Storm went on a 7-0 run, Ezzie driving layup, Ivana Dojkic two-pointer, and a Kia Nurse three-pointer. Then the Lynx went on a 6-2 run, Durka Juhas layup, Diamond Miller pull-up jump shot, and then made a layup. Then we had some back and forth scoring, and then rounding off the quarter, we had the Lynx go on a 19-4 run. Kayla McBride 3-pointer, Nafisa Collier 2-pointer, another Kayla McBride 3-pointer, Nafisa Collier making a set of free throws, Nikolina Milic making a 2-pointer, Rachel Banham making a 3-pointer, Durka Juhas layup, and then rounding things off with the Nikolina Milic layup. Coming to the end of the first, what's the score? Lynx at 35, Storm at 20. Going into the second quarter, what happened? We had some back and forth scoring to start things off. Then the Lynx went on a 4-point burst, Bridget Carlton pull-up jump shot, and a Nikolina Milic layup. Then the Storm went on a 14-3 run, Sammy Whitcomb 3-pointer, and then made another 3-pointer, Ivana Dojkic 3-pointer, Ezzie driving layup, and then a Jewel 3-pointer. Then after that, the Lynx went on a 9-0 run, Nafisa Collier 3-pointer, Diamond Miller 2-pointer, Durka Juhas layup, and then made another layup. Then the Storm rounded off the quarter with a 9-0 run, Joyner Holmes 3-pointer, Ivana Dojkic making a set of free throws, a 2-pointer from Jewel, and Ivana Dojkic driving layup. Coming to the end of the second with the score at Lynx 53, trailing behind just by a bit, Storm at 47. Coming out of halftime, going into the third quarter, starting things off with some back and forth scoring. Then the Lynx went on a 13-5 run. Diamond Miller 3-pointer, Kayla McBride 2-pointer, Nafisa Collier gets a layup, gets fouled, and gets a free throw. Diamond Miller driving layup, and then Nafisa Collier 3-pointer. Then the Storm went on a 9-2 run. Ezzie 2-pointer, Kia Nurse jumper, Jewel making a set of free throws and then hits in a 3-pointer. Then we had some back and forth scoring to round off the quarter. Coming to the end of the third, score at Lynx 80, trailing behind Storm at 74. Gone into the last quarter, fourth quarter, what happened? Lynx started things off with a 14-5 run. Nafisa Collier really just going off and kicking ass for 12 points. She hits in a 2-pointer, gets fouled and makes a free throw, makes another 2-pointer and gets a layup. Lindsay Allen driving layup, and then it's all Nafisa Collier again. Nafisa Collier making a 2-pointer, hits in yet another 2-pointer, gets fouled and makes a free throw. Then the Storm go on a 12-5 run, Ivana Dojkic pull-up jump shot, Sammy Whitcomb 3-pointer, and then Sammy hits in yet another 3-pointer, Ezzie layup, and then a Sammy Whitcomb driving layup. Run off the fourth quarter with a Lynx going off for a 5-2 burst, Diamond Miller pull-up jump shot, and Kayla McBride 3-pointer. That brings us to the end of the game then, with a loss for the Storm, Lynx at 104, Storm at 93. Next, let's have a look to see how everybody did. Great scoring across the board for the Storm, great balanced scoring all at work. Ezzie with an amazing game, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Sammy Whitcomb with amazing game, 20 points, 1 rebound, 2 assist, 1 steal. Jewel at 14 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, so close to a double-double. Ivana Dojkic with 14 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, so close to a double-double as well. Then Joyner Holmes, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Having a look at the other side for the Lynx, star of the game, Nafisa Collier with a double-double, 33 whopping points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Kayla McBride, 18 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Diamond Miller, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Lindsay Allen, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists. And Dorca Juhas with a double-double, 10 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Now let's have a look at the team stats for the game. For field goal percent for the Storm, we're at 46%, Lynx at 53%, great 3-point percentage for the Storm at 42%, Lynx at 40%, rebounds, we're out rebounded, Storm at 33, Lynx at 38, we're out assisted, assists for the Storm 21, Lynx at 25, steals, we did great, Storm at 5, Lynx at 3. Blocks, we did great, Storm at 5, Lynx at 2. Also, great on low number of turnovers, Storm at 7, Lynx at 8. But that number that keeps on coming back to bite us in the butt is doing so this game as well. Points in the paint, Storm at 32, whilst the Lynx had a whopping 54 points in the paint. Unfortunately for this game, the post-game press conference wasn't uploaded, so unfortunately couldn't get any feedback from Noel Quinn or the players about the game, so that's a bit unfortunate news for this one. But overall, what can we say about the game big picture-wise is that the Storm lost the lead, got close at times to catching up, but never managed to. What we did great on was field goal percent, 3-point percent, steals, blocks, and that low number of turnovers. What we need to work on is rebounds, assists, and stopping those points in the paint. That brings us to the end of the game then. Our next game is tomorrow versus the Lynx again on the 29th of June. In the meantime, feel free to drop me any questions at the address seattlestormpodcast@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on Twitter and say hello over there at the address @seattlestormpod. And I will see everyone after our next game versus the Lynx.